So I finally talked them into letting me organize it on a county basis. So I went to the Chamber of Commerce and asked him to send out cards to each Chamber of Commerce in the county, asking them that on a certain date, I think it was March 49, to send at least two or three representatives to this meeting, because we were in the process of organizing an Easter Seals Society to serve the whole county, and we wanted all of them represented. Well, we had about 12 people appear. And fortunately, the county health doctor, Dr. Hale, and his wife were both interested. He was a county health doctor, and she did quite a bit of work, you know, with it. And so they came, and then a lady who I knew very well from McAllen, she came, and Farr was represented, Donald was represented, and Mission and Edinburgh, I think. And then we started from there, and a man from here was elected president, and I took the vice presidency because I wanted to control the program, you see. And then Mrs. Ed Brown, the wife of the boy that I knew here, that was a regular hotel man, his wife was secretary. And then Dr. Hale was on the committee, and his wife served as treasurer. And so that's the nucleus of the starting of it. And we had rough sledding for a while because we couldn't get people interested, you see. And I finally kept sending out publicity. I did all the work. The president didn't know what to do. So anyway, I sent out publicity and devised a system by which we'd have so many representatives according to the population of each community, see, a percentage. And so from then on, it started to click, and we got people interested that were really workers in that Crippled Children's Hospital in McAllen as a result of it.
That's wonderful. That really is. It
was a result of that. We raised $350,000 in matching funds, and a very influential man who was wealthy headed the drive for the rest of it, and we got it, and that's how we built that. And it's been a godsend to the country, you know, because we take children even from Mexico, and Rio Grande City and the whole valley is covered, you see. Of course, it's primarily for Hidalgo County, but we don't ever refuse anybody. You see, I was organizing that just about the time we had the polio epidemic, which was very severe then, 49 and 50. And we did a lot of work for polio in therapy and security braces and many things, you know. And we had a lot of trouble with them later on. They didn't want to pay their fees. And still they owe $3,000 or $4,000. You see, it's changed a lot. It's not for crippled. They ought to change it from March of Dimes to something else, because they claim that it goes to research, but they take $40,000 to $50,000 out of here every year. We never get 1 cent of it. And I don't think that's fair at all. And so they have taken out some of our children without our permission and put them on TV and made the statement that they were helping them when they weren't helping them. They wouldn't even buy braces for them toward the last. And of course, we're still giving therapy to polio children and buying braces for them through the state and everything. But they still owe us a lot of money. They won't even honor it. The salaries go to the higher-ups, see? It's a racket, really. I don't give them a cent and don't intend to.
That really is interesting.
Huh?
That is very interesting. You know, to get involved in that many things, you must have had an interesting background yourself.
Well, you see, the thing about it is that having lived here all my life, and of course I was very active all through college and everything. And then another thing, I organized the initial tuberculosis board and served on it until it got going, and I got off the same way with the Easter Seal. I stayed on the board until it got on the ground, and then I got off because I get too involved, you see. I just can't cover the territory. Then I served for years on the countywide Salvation Army Board.